fine ring, is that? I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, John M. Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Store still moaning to Abner about his missing the Duncan phone call.
Listen, $1,000 threw right out the window. And you done it, Abner Peabody.
Well, now, hold on.
Stood right there at the telephone and told a man that wanted to give me $1,000 that I'd left town for good.
Mom, I was just telling him what you told me to tell him. That was your own idea.
I never told you to say that to anybody that wanted to give me $1,000.
Mom, Eddard, you told me to tell Mr.
All
Duncan.
All right. Just forget it. It's done been dead. I've lost a fortune, but what's that to you?
Well, now, Lum, you might not have lost it yet. Mr. Duncan might still want to go through with the deal.
He'd have called me by now if he did.
Maybe not, maybe.
I've tried to call him every place I can think of, and I've left messages for him to call me back, but I ain't heard from him yet. More than likely, he'd give up the idea by now.
Well, here's what he said to me.
I know what he said.
He said as long as he is a veteran, he could get a priorities and a GI loan to finish building that place. So what he
I
wanted,
know all of that, Edward.
He wanted to buy what you had got did on the house so far for $1,000. Just buy it outright and finish it himself.
I'm trying to forget all of that.
And he said he'd pay off that mortgage at the Widder Cobb holds on the lot, too.
Abner, ain't it bad enough that I'm losing out on all of this without you rubbing it in?
Well, Lum, I ain't. I'm sure.
Well, whatever you're doing, just cut it out. Let's just not say another word about it.
Well.
Just forget it.
All right.
Don't even bring up the subject again.
I won't.
Don't even think it.
No, sir.
$1,000 thrown right out the window.
Now, Lum, there you go again. I was just doing what you told me to do.
Now. All right. I told you not to bring up that subject no more. Besides, that's our ring. You better get it.
Yes, sir.
$1,000 thrown down the well.
Hello, jot 'em down, store.
Oh,
old dumb Abner Peabody doing a talking. Oh, how you, Squire?
Squire, oh.
Yeah, just a minute. He's right here, Squire. Here, Lum, it's pretty.
No, it ain't, Abner. I don't want to talk to him. He's going to lawsuit me. Tell him I'm out of town.
Oh, no, you don't. I told that to Mr. Duncan yesterday, and I ain't heard the last of it yet. Now, you tell him yourself.
Abner, please do this for me. Just tell him I'm out.
I done told him you're here.
Oh, me. Well, tell him I'm sick, then. Tell him anything.
Yeah. All right. Recollect, though, this is your ID now.
I ain't able to creep to the phone even.
Hello, Squire. Why, Lum can't creep to the phone. He's sick. Why, he's got the,
Baffling.
He's got baffling. Huh? I don't know what it is.
I've even got the doctor stumped.
Even got the doctor stumped. Oh, no, he couldn't possibly come to the phone.
That's the idea.
You just want him to what? Sign something.
Oh, no. I got the shakes in my right hand. Got the writer's cramps.
Why, I'm afeard he couldn't sign nothing the way his right hand shakes, Squire. He's terrible sick.
Make it sound good.
Oh, yes, he's awful, awful sick. Looks a whole lot like that Widder Bates' man did before he passed on. Yeah, it is too bad, I reckon.
Never had noticed that.
Oh, yeah, we're hoping he'll pull through. Most of us. Yeah, well, much obliged for calling, Squire. Goodbye.
Jeez, that was an RSK for me.
Well, what's Squire Skimp suing you for, Lum? He ain't mixed up in that house deal.
No, but Hugh Garrett said he's going to get a lawyer and lawsuit me. This morning I seen him talking to Squire, so I know that's who you was getting to handle his case for him.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Hugh thinks I were to pay him for a carpenter work that he ain't even did yet.
He does.
Abner, if I ever get out of this thing alive, I ain't never going in the building business again, I'll tell you that.
You ain't hunting.
Oh, no, I wouldn't even undertake to build a birdhouse.
Well?
Not even if the bird come to me personal and offered me $12 million, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, well, it wouldn't cost that much to build a birdhouse, surely. And I doubt if any bird's got that much, no ways, Mom. Facts is, the only bird I ever know that had any money at all was that parrot that Sister Sampson used to have.
Parrot?
Yeah, you recollect that parrot she had over there. She put pennies in a little piggy bank for it. But every bit of that went for crackers. I don't think the bird actually laid up a cent.
Well, I never meant that literally.
He was an awful spendthrift. Polly wants a cracker. Polly wants a cracker all the time. He was cracker happy, that bird was.
But I sure enough looked like the widder Bates' man did before he passed on, that gray-green look.
Mom, you don't look well. I'm going to be honest. Where did you catch that baffling, do you know?
I don't feel good, tell you the truth.
You don't look a bit good, neither. I'll tell you that. If I'd known you had bafflings, I'd have made you stay home today. That stuff's dangerous, whatever it is.
Yeah, that building business got me so worried.
Yeah, it must be.
If any human come to me and ask me to build my house, I'd throw them right out in the road.
Well, the way that other deal turned out, I don't think you got much... Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa.
Howdy. Yeah, how's tricks?
Cool.
Yeah, what do you know, Lum?
Oh, not much, Grandpap. How are you?
You're just the fella I want to see, Lum. I think I can throw a good thing your way. Friend of mine's moving to Pine Ridge. Big doctor. Want you to put up an office building for him.
You mean big one?
All right, Grandpap, you can stop right there.
You said you'd kick the first one inch of that out in the road, Lum. You want me to hold a door open for you?
I know, never mind. I wouldn't build nothing for nobody.
I thought you was in that business now.
He is. Up to his neck. He's trying to get out of it.
Now, my friend wouldn't need too big of a place. Just need one room for his, and one for his consolation room, and another for his examination room. That in order to be big enough to seat a cow or two.
Seat a cow?
Sure. Doctor's got to have a place for his patients, ain't he?
Does he take cows, too?
Oh, yes. That's the bulk of his business. Best pigeon-toed veterinary in this part of the country, if you want my opinions on it.
Oh, he's a vet.
Oh, why, of course he is. Been practicing over at Mount Ida for at least 20 years.
Practicing for 20 years?
Yes, sir.
Well, what's the matter? Couldn't he get the hang of it?
Oh, he's a good man, Abner. Doc Withers.
Doc Withers?
Oh, everybody knows him in Mount Ida.
Oh.
And you have to start billing right away, Lum, because he's going to be here next week.
Well, it don't matter to me when he's coming, because I ain't building nothing. I'm done with the business for good.
Wait a minute. Look out there. Squire Kemp's heading over this way.
Oh, my goodness.
You better lay down and make out like you're sick after all that junk you had me tell him on the phone.
Yeah.
Fact is, I believe you are sick. You better lay down anyway, Lum.
Glad of the chance. Throw one of them horse blankets over me and get you out of Squire just as quick as you can. Tell him I'm too sick to talk.
Yeah, sure. I'll take care. Go ahead. Get away.
Jimmy, it's too bad my friend Doc Withers ain't here. Now, while he's a veterinary, I'm sure he could do Lum some good. He's awful smart.
Yeah, start groaning, Lum. Here he comes. Start groaning.
Oh, move me.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Oh.
Well, hello, Abner. Howdy, Grandpap. Just thought I'd drop in and see how the patient is coming along.
Oh, well, he's worse, I'm feared, Squire. He's had an unlad.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. How are you feeling, Lum, old boy?
I don't believe he can even talk, Squire. Worst case of baffling I ever seen, I do believe.
Well, he certainly does look bad, I'll say that.
Huh?
Yes, he does. Just nothing but skin and bone.
Well, don't you think that he could sit up just long enough to sign a couple of papers here, Abner?
Oh, no. He's still got to shake something wonderful. Show him how your hand shakes, Lum. The writing hand.
Yeah, all right. See there, Squire?
Why, that's your left hand, Lum.
Oh, well, that shows you right there how sick he is, Squire. Can't tell one hand from the other. I'm feared you better wait on them papers, whatever they are, for a week or so, maybe a month.
Well, I doubt if Mr. Duncan will wait that long.
Duncan?
Thought Hugh Garrett sent you over here.
No, it was Mr. Duncan. He had to go to Little Rock to arrange for a building priority, and he asked me to try to close this deal with Lum.
Wait a minute, you...
I know, get excited now, Lum. He's reconsidered and raised his offer to $1,500 for your interest in the property.
$1,500? Aye, Granny, where's them papers you want?
Hey, Lum, get back down there. You're a sick man now.
I've just recovered. Get out of my way, Ed. Where do I sign, Squire?
Now, here's the first place right here where the axe is, Lum, right there.
$1,500 profits on a house I never even finished building. Think what it would be if I... Wait a minute, Grandpap?
Yeah?
Tell that friend of yours I'll build him any size building he wants. L. Edwards, contractor.
Be careful, Lum. That fire you're jumping into is a lot hotter than the frying pan you've just gotten out of.